With the number of confirmed cases of the novel coronavirus in New York State on the rise, local officials are preparing and educating the public. Public health and government officials aren't taking any chances when it comes to meeting the COVID-19 challenge head-on. On Wednesday, Albany County officials outlined their strategy. Dr. Elizabeth Whalen is County Department of Health Commissioner.
When we start to see cases present in the county, we may consider the closures that people are concerned about, whether it's individual closure of schools or businesses, or large-scale closures, which would include banning mass public events. We're not there yet, but it's important that we realize that this is a situation that we may be facing in the future, and I want you to know we're actively planning with partners for that.
Democratic County Executive Dan McCoy says facilities will be pressed into service should there be a need to quarantine a large number of individuals.
We're ready for this, and we're going to be prepared for this. And if I have to declare a county emergency, I will.
Meanwhile, Republican Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro says the health department there began planning weeks ago.
We had 14 individuals in Dutchess County who were identified for self-isolation, that they may have come into contact with individuals who could have contracted COVID because of travel. 11 of those individuals have gone through the 14-day self-isolation. We now have three that remain, and they'll be in self-isolation for another day or two. All aspects of county government are responding, and we're prepared to be of assistance.
Westchester County's Beeline is posting COVID-19 updates on its website and sanitizing its commuter bus fleet daily amid the outbreak in New Rochelle. CEO Carm Bazil in Albany says CDTA is taking a similar approach.
Right now, buses are sanitized every 14 days, and they're cleaned every day. They'll still be cleaned every day, but the sanitizing process will occur every 3 days. So what we're doing here is increasing our efforts, increasing our employees' attention to detail, and hopefully trying to keep everybody assured that our vehicles are as clean and sanitized as possible.
The Albany Public Library is taking no chances. Executive Director Scott Jarzombek says all returns must be done exclusively via the book drop. All material received in the book drop by library staff will be handled wearing gloves.
We're just making sure that material that's returned from people's homes, that we're giving it a little bit of time and cleaning that material up so that it doesn't, so it doesn't have viruses, it doesn't have the flu virus on it. Doing just a quick clean and just not putting it on the shelf right away. And how this will impact the patrons is that, they may have to wait a little bit longer for some of that more popular material before it makes it to the shelves.
Jarzombek wants patrons to see the library as a trusted source when it comes to disseminating coronavirus information. People looking for information and sanitizing products also tend to check their local pharmacy. Democratic State Assemblyman John McDonald says there's been no shortage of inquiries at his Maris Pharmacy in Cahoes.
Well, masks we sold out of a month ago and have not been able to get them, and we have a very large distribution network. Hand sanitizer, I think I had 150 to 200 bottles 3 days ago. They were gone in 24 hours. Once the state made the announcement about the seriousness of this, people have really gotten engaged. And it's interesting because, at the state level, there's a little bit of controversy about this $40 million that the governor had asked for. The reality is we were going to spend the money one way or the other because I still believe he already had the authority. But what was important behind the whole process was this. This is a serious issue, not something to panic about, but something to be very focused on. And proof to that, every day now at 2 o'clock, the governor's office is leading a conversation region by region with the chief elected officials or the state representatives to give them an update what's going on in your region at the moment.
McDonald and Molinaro agree. Take precautions, but don't panic.
You know, we're living in a different communication age, so how information can be shared as quickly and as universally as it is, I think, has caused for, a greater degree of anxiety. As important as it is not to overreact, it is equally important not to underreact. This is a strain of a coronavirus where individuals do not have immunity, and we as a group, meaning, society, don't have sort of group immunity. We haven't created that internal immunity to this particular strain. If it's identified and you're not a high-risk population, you're going to weather the storm. Our perspective is make sure you're aware of what the symptoms could be. Make sure you take the steps to first call a physician. Don't go to a medical care facility if you don't have to. Call your physician. Call if it's an emergency 911. And let's go through the steps that are necessary to ensure that we're responding.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.